Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the Chicago and Kansas City boards of trade. We gave you the pre-opening numbers in our pre-opening commodity market report. The overnight numbers came in the pre-opening commodity market report at 8:49. The openings for the September wheat contract in Kansas City look like this, if I can find those numbers. The September contract opened this morning at 783, down 7 cents a bushel, and the December opened down 3.25 cents a bushel at 785.5. In Chicago, the December wheat contract opened this morning at 818. That was down 6 cents a bushel. The nearby September wheat contract down a penny on the open at 815. The March contract, 8.16, down 8. May wheat, 7.49, down 7. And July opened at $6 even, down 6.5. Corn pit now, nearby September, opened at 3.20.5, down 2.75 cents. December, 3.36, down 3.25. March corn opened at 3.53, down 2.75. The May at 3.63, down 3. July corn for next year opened at 3.72.5, down 0.25. December oats, 2.59 on the open, down 1.5 cents. September soybeans now at 878, that opened unchanged this morning. November 891, down 1.5 cents. January down 1.5 on the open at 906.5. March 918, down 1. May beans 925, down 1.25. In the products, September soybean meal opened at 242 even, down 80. October meal 244, down 30. September bean oil opened at 37.10, up 2. And the October contract opened down 4 at 37.20. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeder cattle opened at 119.40, down 7.5 a hundredweight. October 119.25, up 10. November down 10 on the open at 119.35. October live cattle opened this morning at 96.60, down 20. December 99.90, down 32.5. February cattle, live cattle opened at 160 a hundredweight, down 35. And April 101.10, down 15. October lean hogs opened at 66.20, down 20. December, 67.90, down 2.5. February opened at 70.25, down 25. And the April contract for lean hogs opened at 70.65, down 30. Let me correct the nearby October lean hog contract. It opened up 20 at 66.20. And February pork bellies this morning opened at 87 even, down 130.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Crude oil at the moment is down 12 cents a barrel at 76.18 on the October contract. In New York, the CRB index is at 311.07, down 69. The U.S. dollar index, 79.96, down 5. September gold right now is trading down 15 cents an ounce at 12.52, 15.5 cents an ounce. It's up 15.5 an ounce, rather. And the October gold contract is up 5.90 at 7.04. On Wall Street, the Dow is sliding down 211 points at the moment at 13,152. The NASDAQ is down 53 points at 25,61. And the S&P is down 23 points at 14,55. Looking again at the commodity markets at the moment, Kansas City wheat is down 3.5 cents on the nearby contract. In Chicago, the contracts are down 2.5 cents. Corn is either side of unchanged at the moment, and the beans, the nearby contract unchanged, the rest of the board a bit up at the moment, 2 to 3 cents. Joining us now for his take on the market on this Friday is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Chalmers, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
We see a little bit, pre-opening calls for wheat, we're looking at a little bit of profit-taking perhaps. Right now, things seem really flat across the board.
Yeah, I think that payrolls data, the monthly report on payrolls being the worst in 4 years, probably shook the markets and changed a lot of the opening calls and how traders were probably going to trade this market today, at least here in the short term, because the dollar, both the index and the spot dollar, are down to the lowest levels since 1992. So they've broken a 15-year low here today on this jobs data. Ideas are in the trade right now, it seems, that let's buy gold, let's buy anything that is promoting or benefits from a weaker dollar. And the wild card coming in the open for us was, will beans play into that? And it seems like right now, that with these big yield reports that we've gotten, these pre-estimates from some of the big couple private firms out there, that the market's fading that again today. We suspect it's because this dollar shot down so low and it's picking up, and the beans kind of the similar type of attitude and mindset that the gold market is picking up as well. And you can see that the gold and the bonds are reacting with each other. The bonds up over a point in the long bond. And again, that goes back to the dollar. It seems like the safe haven on a weak dollar is to go after commodities that tend to do better. So, tend to do better on a weak dollar. So, crude oil, which is down just a fraction here today, has been hit by a weaker natural gas market. But that may turn around. We might see some buying and head back towards the weekly highs as well, because the crude oil usually gets associated with the benefit of a weaker dollar as well.
So, in terms of corn and beans and wheat, we're seeing some, you know, some downward pressure based on the upcoming crop report estimates,
right?
Paired with some upward pressure because they're commodities.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's where it goes back to. All the commodities aren't doing good today. You know, copper is getting hit pretty good today because it's associated with a weaker economy, and it's kind of like the Dow Jones and the S&P. They're breaking pretty hard, and the S&P 500 futures has broken its 200-day moving average again. That's not good news in the big picture, the longer term. I think the market, though, that trades the bullish side of commodities, even though it's weaker economic fundamentals or maybe playing a short-term mindset, that this report on payrolls gives the Fed the justification to cut rates next week or on the 18th. I guess it'd be another couple weeks down the road here. But that's probably the key indicator. But, you know, getting back to the micro fundamentals, the corn traders, it seems like it's starting to sink in, and they're starting to believe that the 155, 156 yield is where USDA is headed when we come to the report next Wednesday. We can't argue that right now based upon the early harvested data, no matter where you're talking about. Just about everybody we've talked to, whether it's Tennessee or Illinois or eastern Indiana, are getting better than expected yields. Now, there's a couple here in central Indiana that are getting about as expected, but still probably better than what they would have thought 2 or 3 weeks ago.
What does this? What does the technical picture look like in this case then?
Well, it's real vulnerable right now. I mean, the beans have run up. They got up to around 920, 925 area here recently, Tom, and now they're back below 9 in the nearby November. We think the market's been going back and forth between pricing in a bushel yield reduction for next Wednesday's report and taking that bushel yield reduction back out. So I'd say right now, technically and fundamentally, the beans are pretty evenly matched, that the trade is respectful, that maybe the yields won't be any lower than what USDA gave us last month, the 41.5 bushels. So they've taken us back down below $9, but that's where the USDA report on Wednesday will probably affect the beans very closely. In the corn, you've probably gone towards the low end of the range because you are believing, if you're a Chicago trader and a speculator, that if the wheat isn't going straight up, then you're probably dealing with a bigger corn crop coming next Wednesday on the USDA report. So let's take some premium out. But we don't want to see the Dease corn break below the 330 level. We certainly wouldn't want to see the November beans break below the 880 level. Those are, you know, lows that we keep watching going into the report, because if they would, and this is due to maybe the outside markets making it happen and the lack of wheat support, then you could get pretty ugly here going into the Wednesday numbers.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
You too. Mike, have a good weekend. Mike Zuzulo is with Risk Management Commodities in Chalmers, Indiana. Let's go look back at the market now, where the wheat markets are seeing Kansas City nearby wheat is up 3 cents, but the nearby Chicago contract is down 2.5. September in Kansas City is at 7.93, up 3. September wheat in Chicago is at 8.13.5, down 2.25, or 2.5 cents. Dease wheat down 1.25 at 822.5. September corn in Chicago at 323, down 0.25. December at 340, up 0.75. The March also up 0.75 at 356.5. May corn at 366, unchanged. Unchanged right now in September, beans at 8.78 a bushel, but the rest of the board is up. November up 3.5 at 8.96. January at 9.11¾, up 3¾. January beans, as I mentioned, we have a duplicate number there. So the Jan beans are the latest, or the last on the board right now. In fact, they've been moving up just in the last couple of seconds. The November beans right now up 4.5 at 8.97. September bean meal is at 243.20, up 40. September bean oil at 37.10, up 2. On the Merck, September feeder cattle are down 57.5 at 118.90. October lean hogs at 66.20, up 20. And the Dow right now is down about 208 points at 13,155. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58. Cloudy, breezy, and humid, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser, today across the two-state area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. The highs from 78 in far northwest Illinois to around 90 in the south. For tonight, clearing in northern Illinois, elsewhere mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms still, and lows from 54 in far northwest Illinois to around 70 south. For tomorrow, mostly sunny in northern Illinois. In northern Indiana and central Illinois, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of a few scattered showers. And in central Indiana and the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow from 77 in some northern and central locations to 87 in southeastern Indiana. It's 78 degrees at 10 o'clock central time. Time to turn it over to David Inch, the host of Focus 580. Good morning, David.
Hi, Tom.
What's on our show today?